It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hi, this is Jean.
Hey, ladies, this is Kathleen. Welcome to another episode of Joyful Echo.
Oh, yes. We just so enjoy you all giving us the blessing of listening because Kathleen and I leave every show filled with such deeper faith because we see the Holy Spirit show up in our conversation. Mm-hmm. And we just want to thank you all for blessing us with listening to us. It really is helping us on our spiritual journey as well.
Yes, and we are happy to share with you all and invite you all into our friendship and the conversations that we have. You know, the ones that you hear, obviously, are the ones that show up on the radio in a Joyful Echo episode. But these are our regular conversations.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So it's Lent. These are the things. If Jean called me, she might call me with a particular thing on her mind, but the conversation is going to turn to something connected to the faith because it always does.
And it's very fruitful, we thank God.
All right, ladies. So my echo this week is coming to us from the book of Sirach, which also, depending on the translation that you have in your Bible, it might be Ecclesiasticus. But it's the second chapter. And Jean, I thought it's not a long chapter. It's actually quite short. But I thought we'd just go through, and Jean, you stop me if you feel like, hold on, I want to talk about that. Or if I hit a point like that, I'll
Same. I have to give you a funny. Father James heard my confession about 15 years ago, and he says, well, for your penance, I want you to read the book of Sirach.
Oh, hello.
It is one of my favorite books, and the church is reading her right now, this beautiful book right now. Incredible instruction in this book of wisdom, and it starts with wisdom and ends with wisdom, this book. But yes, I can't wait for what it's one of my favorite books.
So it's in the daily liturgies, and I am reading another book separately that was written in the 1920s about the church's liturgy, not only Mass, but the divine office and all the aspects of church's liturgy. And so the book of Sirach is coming up quite a bit in that in that book as well. So, okay, chapter two. My son, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
Was this the reading today?
Well, on the day that we taped. Yes, it was.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, my son, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Be sincere of heart and steadfast, undisturbed in time of adversity. Right? Your peace. Maintain your peace. Cling to him. Forsake him not. Thus will your future be great. Accept whatever befalls you. In crushing misfortune, be patient.
Okay, we got to do a timeout there.
Yeah, this is for somebody. This is for somebody. I mean, it's for all of us, but...
Yes. Yeah. That word about, read two lines up about...
cling to him?
No.
Accept?
Accept.
Accept whatever befalls you. In crushing misfortune, be patient.
This is the key to happiness. My mother used to say to me, Jean, you will be happy if you can understand life is hard and it's not fair. Life is hard and it's not fair. And we were just talking in our previous show about how we make these plans for Lent, but then God changes things up.
And it's not out of cruelty that he does that.
He's trying to, and even it's not out of cruelty when difficulties come our way because he's actually making us stronger.
Yes, so that's actually the next line. So here's why you can be patient. For in fire, gold is tested, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. The crucible of humiliation is where we are going to be shown as gold.
Right, right.
Trust God, and He will help you. Make straight your ways and hope in Him. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the plan. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't, no one told me this when I was, you know, Jean's a new grandmother. So her daughter is a new parent. This is her first child. I remember when I had my first child, so many things that I thought, oh my goodness, nobody told me about this. Nobody told me about this. If I could go back and tell myself as a young parent something, in terms of the faith, I knew that I was responsible for passing on the faith to my children. I did understand that. Not that I could do it perfectly, but I knew that that was a responsibility. What I did not know was that one of the greatest things in pursuit of that I could teach my children was how to suffer well. Mm-hmm. How to suffer in a godly way. Mm-hmm. Because we spend so much time trying to keep our children from having to suffer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When really we needed to instruct them and model for them how to suffer well, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. how to suffer in a godly way. And mm-hmm. so here it is. Trust God and He will help you. Make straight your ways and hope in Him. You who fear the Lord, wait for His mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. Right? When we talk about abandoning the Lord, we think it's this big dramatic, like, I don't believe in God anymore. I mean, God forbid we should say that. But it doesn't have to be that.
No.
When you are not waiting on the Lord in hope, mm-hmm. you're abandoning Him. Mm-hmm. You're looking for something else, some other way that this situation is going to be mm-hmm. made okay. Mm-hmm.
And girls, I'm again inviting this. Kathleen and I talked about our last show, watching, looking at yourself and having this awareness. When difficulties come, how do you respond? Mm-hmm. How do you mm-hmm. respond? Do you blame? Do you get offended? How do you react when things don't go your own way? Because that is the only reason why the Lord would allow something that would cause you some inconvenience, whether it be small or large, because He's forming, He's training you, He's purifying you, He's going to make you even you're better than you, you know,
ready for heaven.
Ready for heaven. It's true. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. this is part of this discouragement that I believe that happens with us is we don't know how to ask the right questions back to God.
We don't know how to wait.
We don't know how to wait. And so maybe it is, Lord, I have been praying for this for a long time. I have to believe that Your word is true because You are bigger than me. Okay? You are God, I am not. Mm-hmm. How do You want me to learn how to wait? How do I wait? Teach me how to wait. Not fixing the problem that mm-hmm. you have, but mm-hmm. staying in the moment of where you are with the Lord. Lord, I want to complain right now because my person or my friend or my husband or somebody said something that hurt my feelings. And I want to go and gossip with my friend, but I know that's not good. So how do I just live in this with You? Are You going to show up? Mm-hmm. Like this mm-hmm. question, I think
waiting
it's very,
in hope.
Waiting in hope. That's mm-hmm. how you wait in hope is this conversation. And then if you do that every day, it's just day by day living. It's yes. You can't live in the bigger picture.
No, we can't see that far ahead. Okay, you who fear the Lord, trust Him, and your reward will not be lost. Right? That is a scriptural promise. Mm-hmm. That is the word of God. You who fear the Lord, trust Him, and your reward will not be lost.
Ladies, you know what? I know I'm interrupting again, but
that's all right.
I put on my phone, my background on my phone has Psalm 37, which speaks the same language mm-hmm, as Sirach mm-hmm, chapter mm-hmm. 2. Mm-hmm. It's the same language, and I look at it, and I just have memorized that scripture because you have to declare truths of God. Your feelings mm-hmm. will lead you all over the place.
All over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Now, you might be asking, like, well, how can I do that? Well, here you go. Study the generations long past and understand, right? This is what we do when we call to mind the stories from the Old Testament, the stories from the New Testament, from the early church. Study the generations long past and understand. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed?
That's right. I didn't even know it said that, but it's so true.
Has anyone on their deathbed, anyone on their deathbed said, I put all my hope in the Lord and it was for nothing? No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken?
No.
Has anyone called upon him and been rebuffed? Compassionate and merciful is the Lord.
I have to take a time out. I'm laughing because we're saying to the ladies, ask the questions. Well, just go to Sirach 1. They're listed for you. You don't need, you know, this is the conversation, the Lord. Lord wants a conversation. This is what he's chosen as the word to converse with you, to converse with you.
Yep. All right. Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. He forgives sins. He saves in time of trouble. Woe to craven hearts and drooping hands. Woe to craven hearts and drooping hands.
What do you think?
And the little
hearts?
Note, that's what I was just going to, let me get you to the note. Okay.
Okay.
This is a warning, this little section we're going into, a warning to those who compromise their religion in time of affliction. This is what it says in the notes in my Bible.
Okay.
They fail in courage and trust and therefore have no security. But those who fear the Lord through obedience, reverence, love, and humility find his mercy is equal to his majesty. Mm-hmm. Okay. So woe to craven hearts and drooping hands, to the sinner who treads a double path. Oh, yes, right? I mean, that's an examine. When have I said, yes, I trust that the Lord will take care of this, and I'm also going to be doing this on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I know that he will take care of me in the future, but I also want to make sure that I check all these boxes, because then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's really what's going to make it okay.
You know, when it comes to the gospel, it makes me think of the Lord when he says, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no.
Mm-hmm.
And anything beyond that is evil.
Mm-hmm. Do not straddle the fence.
Don't straddle the fence.
That verse from Kings.
It can be hard to do. And I think, ladies, too, when you when you see in your nature that you worry a lot, this is straddling.
Mm-hmm.
This is straddling. Mm-hmm. So
this is the craven heart. Craven is like is fear. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of fear, right? Mm-hmm. So Sirach was already talking about a holy fear, a holy fear of rejecting the Lord, of not being right with the Lord. This is a craven fear. This is a fear that, like a servile fear.
That's right.
That is not the fear of the Lord that is godly, right?
And you might want to just pick another scripture to help you when you are worried a lot. I know a lot of women that worry, and it's a habit now. They've got to break the habit because it is straddling, and you will not have peace. But there is a great scripture in Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its trouble on its own. Just worry. Pray for courage. You need strength if you're worrying a lot.
Yes. Shore up your hope in the Lord. Go back to those other questions.
Yes.
You know, study the generations long past. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been rebuffed? Remind yourself, if I put all my trust in him, is that not going to be enough?
Okay, it's coming to me strongly, and I think a girl, a woman, a beautiful soul out there needs to hear this. Cut away right now if you have labeled yourself as a worrier. Mm-hmm. You need to stand and say, because some people will say, oh, I'm just a worrier. No, you're not just a worrier.
He did not create a worrier.
No. So in the name of Jesus, I renounce the vow that I am a worrier and announce the truth. I'm a daughter of God and I've inherited all his grace to help me to trust in him.
Worrying might be that woman's crutch. We talked in the last episode about our crutches, the things that we go to that kind of make us feel a little more secure instead of just abandoning ourselves to the Lord. We have a break that we need to take now, Jean, but when we come back, we're going to come back to Sirach 2, and maybe that break is the time for you to get your Bible so you can start going through and underlining some things. All right, we'll see you after the break.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Hey ladies, this is Jean. Welcome back to Joyful Echo. We are so excited because we are reading from Scripture, which always infuses us with such joy and truth. The Scripture is truth. But Kathleen is reading from Sirach chapter 2, and this part of Sirach has some great instruction, especially bringing to the forefront if you are a worrier. The Lord has some great instructions.
Mm-hmm. So this particular section, we've got three woes. Woe to you if kind of things. And please, if you're that type of person who thinks, oh, this is just confirmation. I knew I was a horrible person and now the Word of God is confirming it. Stop. Okay. It is not for that purpose that these words were written, okay? But to remind you that you are made for freedom in Christ.
Absolutely.
Okay? Praise you. All right.
You might want to read Psalm 139 then.
Afterwards. All right. So we had the craven hearts. Woe to craven hearts and drooping hands, to the sinner who treads a double path. Woe to the faint of heart who trust not, who therefore will have no shelter. Now, that doesn't mean the Lord will forsake you and not shelter you. It means even if he puts a shelter over you, you're not going to experience it.
Right.
You will not recognize that you are sheltered by him.
Right.
Because that's why you are faint of heart.
Right.
You're not faint of heart because you looked up and recognized, oh, he's left me alone. He's left me out in the elements. He hasn't sheltered me. No, no, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He has sheltered you. He is providing right now in this very minute for every single, the smallest need that you have.
That's
he
right.
is providing already, but you don't know it.
You don't
experience it.
And that's why at the beginning of this chapter, he says, basically, beware and watch out. Because these things will ruin your peace. These mm-hmm. what he's mentioning now. So he's telling us, I want you to look at this, girls. And if this is in the area of where you're hanging out lately, we got to work on that.
Because
mm-hmm. I want to deliver
you. Like
we
talked about in the last episode, when the doctor pushes in a certain area and you go, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So if one of these lines is kind of, tweaking you, this might be for you. Okay.
There's a solution.
Woe to you who have lost hope.
Mm.
What will you do at the visitation of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Those who fear the Lord disobey not his words. So if you say, okay, well, how can I get back into the right fear of the Lord? Not the craven heart,
mm-hmm.
but godly fear of the Lord. What does that look like? Well, he's telling you, those who fear the Lord disobey not his words.
Mm-hmm.
Those who love him keep his ways.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what the Lord says in the New Testament, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, keep my commandments. Those who fear the Lord seek to please him, not in the manipulative way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do this and then he has to bless me. I do this and
well,
then
that's
not
that's,
like that to try and please him.
Yeah, because that's called tallying.
This
we're in Mary's Women of Joy right now. Liz Kelly is teaching us, and she says if you have a tallying mentality, this is not from God. Where you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I did all my rosary today, check. I did all this prayer just this way, check.
Right.
I did this, but you're not changing your life.
And as a manipulation kind
yes,
of thing, and you
no.
all have seen that, I'm
oh,
sure,
yeah.
with your children, with other people, with their children, or when you were a child. There's a difference between I want to please my dad, and I want to do these things to please, in quotes, my dad so that I get what I want
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
so that he loves me more
mm-hmm.
or so that is not the kind we're talking about, okay? Those who fear the Lord seek to please him. Those who love him are filled with his law, right? Am I loving the Lord? Are you keeping his ways?
Mm-hmm.
Are you filled with his law?
Mm-hmm.
This is not scrupulosity.
Mm-mm. No, scrupulosity.
This is like you breathe it. It's sweet. Those who fear the Lord prepare their hearts and humble themselves before him. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord and not into the hands of men. For equal to his majesty is the mercy that he shows,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the second time it's mentioned that connection between his mercy and his majesty,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes we get too caught up in one or the other. We
mm-hmm.
think he's all majesty and no mercy, or we presume on his mercy
mm-hmm.
and we fail to acknowledge his majesty. And here the word of God is reminding us equal.
Mm-hmm.
Equal parts his majesty and his mercy.
Mm-hmm. And I love that it said fall into his hands. Ladies, that is just such a beautiful imagery of surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the things that were just listed in ways that the Lord is speaking to us in saying, hey, don't go this way, don't go that way. It's because it's our tendency. Every single person has these tendencies from time to time.
It's not concupiscence. Yeah,
yes. It's what happens. And so fall into his hands. And how can we do that? Honesty with the Lord. I think, Kathleen, God wants an honest heart, just where you're at, ladies, not performance prayers. And I really mean that, not in beautiful prayers that come out of our lips, because the Lord's like, oh, I hear those beautiful prayers, but I see your heart is tormented. He wants the tormented. He wants the
truth.
The truth.
The truth.
The absolute truth.
Right? He said, not the double path.
Right.
That he's
right.
talking about here. Not the straddling the fence.
Right. Just, Lord, I am struggling to know who you are in my life. This is an example. I don't feel your presence. You speak to so-and-so's heart so beautifully. I feel abandoned by you. When are you going to show up? That the Lord can do something with.
Right. Because that if that's honest for where you are.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with saying a prayer that extols the wonder of the Lord, and you know it's true, and at the same time you're struggling, and so you're reading this prayer to remind yourself.
That's right.
Of these words, that is different. That's not what Jean's talking about.
No.
Jean's talking about I'm hiding behind this beautiful prayer. If I say this prayer and you hear all its beauty, you're not going to recognize how I'm actually feeling.
Right.
You're not going to see the stuff I don't want you to see.
Yeah.
Right? I'm closing the closet door and I'm just showing you the rest of my room that's all clean. Right? Or I have a screenshot in the back from the last time everything was looking all nice and I'm just going to keep that screenshot on. No. Let him in.
Let him in. And a great way to let him in, girls, is a sacrament of confession.
Mm-hmm.
So many women that I speak with and, you know, share with don't understand that sacrament is a healing sacrament. God already knows your sins. I mean, he's not looking for you to inform him of something new. He's very aware. What he wants to do is heal you in that sacrament. So if you don't trust him, be trustful. Just say, I don't trust you, Lord. And you can say that in the sacrament, and he will give you that grace, that real grace, to help you cross over this way of thinking that we've read in Sirach that might be bringing you further away from the Lord instead of closer to him.
Mm-hmm. It might be habitual for you.
Yeah, it could be.
You know?
I mean, that happens.
Yes. Like Jean was talking about, if you get into the habit of worry, or if you get into the habit of saying and doing the right things when you are at Mass or with your church friends or in your Bible study time. And then when you're not, you go on that double path. I'm following this path, but I'm also kind of following this path just in case I might miss out.
Right.
If I'm just following the Lord on his path, I might miss some things on this worldly path that maybe I see other people taking, and I don't want to miss anything. So I'm going to try and take as many paths at one time. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Woe to you. Woe to you. Not, oh, the Lord's mad at you. Woe to you because you are missing out on what is actually the most important thing. The only reality is what you'd be missing.
Yeah, it's almost like when I think of the old westerns when the carriage ride is right and the horses are going fast and they go, whoa, they're slowing them down.
Mm.
This is a woe to slow you down, like a yellow cautious light.
Take some inventory now.
Look now and let's see what the Lord is going to do. But the sacrament of confession and going in front of the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, and just pouring your heart out to him, he will comfort you.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring you closer. He will never fail you. Mm-hmm. I promise, he will never fail you.
Nope, it's in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jean, it's time for our prayer. So let's take all of this to the Lord, and we're going to spend some time being honest with him in our prayer, ladies, and we invite you to join us in that.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We're sanctifying this time for honest and open conversation with the Lord.
Mm. Lord, we just thank you that you just want our heart. You already know what we're made of. You already know what our strengths, our weaknesses are. You just want to be in an intimate conversation with us. So we just ask for the grace for all of us that are praying together right now. We want to be genuine with you, Lord, honest. And even if we can't be genuine and honest, maybe the first step is, Lord, I don't trust you. And that's why I'm not genuine and honest with you, because of this or that, whatever the Lord leads. But just calling out what is in our heart in truth to you, Lord. I just pray for that grace that we can do that this Lent, to really just give you everything and not perform for you, but just be, you want our hearts. You want our hearts, and we just want to give them to you, and we need your help doing that. We ask for our guardian angel to help us in peace with giving our whole heart to the Lord and starting a beautiful conversation, a holy conversation with you, Lord, seeing new ways that you see us, ways we can't even see, new possibilities. There's always hope. Hope is given to us at baptism. It's given. It's not earned. It's given. It's infused in our souls. And we stir up that theological virtue of hope. We stir it up alive in us right now, Lord, with your grace.
Father, I thank you for the gift of these words in the book of Sirach. I thank you that you brought them to us today. I thank you for the ways in which you were able to shine a light on some areas where I thought I had made some progress, and maybe I had made some progress, but you have further that you want to take me in this area that I thought we were done. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the pinch. I thank you for the prick of my conscience when I read certain words.
Praise God.
That you could bring to my attention that there is more healing here. Mm. There is more freedom here. That in this life, and I only have the one here in this world, on this earth, in this life, you are calling me to the reason you made me. Mm. And whatever obstacles there are to me enjoying the blessedness of that life that you intend to give me, now is the time.
Yes.
Now is the time for you to move those away. Now is the time for me to release them to you. And so I come with a grateful heart.
I just want to bring to attention, since we did speak of these beautiful scripture verses for and pray for any woman, just in the name of Jesus, if any woman out there is experiencing great worry or timidity, fear, duplicity, straddling the fence, in the name of Jesus, we just cast away right now those vices, the way of life. We cast it away, and we just ask by the power of the Holy Spirit for the grace to begin again and new life. God, you are always, as we say in Isaiah 43, I am doing something new. Can you perceive it? Mm-hmm. And we just ask for that word to wash over the women. I am doing something new. Can you perceive it? Thank you for the newness, Lord. Thank you.
And we make this prayer in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm telling you, Lent is ramping up quickly.
It is ramping up quickly.
It is. He is always doing something new.
He is. And I hope you all are enjoying the little sacrifices that we're offering every day. We're going to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Please continue to follow us on our Joyful Echo page or our Joyful Instagram. And also, there's beautiful shows, too, on CarolinaCatholicMedia.org. Look at more shows to help you fill your time with godly words.
Yes, yes. And if, you know, there's another show that you think, oh, okay, I think my husband might be open to this. I think maybe Faith and Sport might be the way to bring him in. All right, let's listen to that. But
bingo.
Please know that we are here with you, we are walking with you, and we will be with you with a new episode of Joyful Echo next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. You can listen then or on demand at CarolinaCatholicMedia.org.
And until then, ladies, let's keep each other in prayer.